And good morning. It is 11:04 at Memories 107.9 and The General 95.9, 101.3 and AM 1580. I'm Dwayne Shake at the Washington Radio Center as we bring you special programming this morning and the latest information, at least locally, on the COVID-19 coronavirus that has plagued the area. As you just heard the national news from CBS, we're going to bring it down to a more local perspective as we are very pleased to have some special guest with us. We have Nancy Devine, Vice President of Nursing, and Tracy Conroy, CEO of Davies Community Hospital, our guest in studio today. Ladies, thank you so much for sharing some time with us.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Well, we are glad to have you because it's so important that we get some information out there. You know, it's when something like this happens, the rumors, they just go wild and rampant and crazy. I want to start right off the bat, and Tracy, we will start with you. There are no confirmed cases in Davies County at this point in time.
Yes, that is correct. We do not have any confirmed cases in our county.
None. Now, Nancy, we do have new numbers, though, as the Indiana numbers are continuing to kind of creep up there. And it was originally contained more in central and northern Indiana, but slowly starting to creep down here in the southern part of the state.
Yes, we've had 139 patients that have been screened throughout Indiana. 24 positive cases so far within the state. Johnson County, Bartholomew County, and Floyd County are the counties that are closest to us, and Bartholomew and Floyd are the two that are in the southern part of the state. So nothing that is currently surrounding Davies County, but it is in the southern part of the state now.
Well, and we're just taking actions. We're being proactive. You know, all the schools, of course, are closed in the area.
Yes.
Many events have been canceled and postponed well into next month as well as this too shall pass. But we just have to be proactive and just listen to the professionals. So let's start with some guidelines from the hospital. And Tracy, I'll go back to you on this one. You guys have been proactive from the start when it comes to visitors and guests at Davies Community Hospital.
Yes, we have. Our main priority has always been making sure that we protect our employees, the patients, and the community. So we put these actions in place late last week. Our visitor guidelines now, you have to be 18 years old or mm-hmm. older to visit. All visitors and patients that are coming in for any type of testing, they are screened at the front desk. We've locked down our entrances. We have two entrances that are available for entry. The ED entrance is available 24/7. The main entrance is available Monday through Friday, 7 to 5. And at each location, we have individuals that will actually screen everyone coming through the front door with a set of questions. And again, that's just to protect our patients and visitors
now,
and staff.
Is this a physical screening or is it just a set of questions?
It's a set of questions that they are asked. If they respond yes to some of the questions, then they will have to put a mask on, and from that point, a further assessment will be done.
And some of those questions would be probably, have you visited other areas at this point? I'm sure that's probably first and foremost on the list, right?
Well, first and foremost is, do you have any respiratory symptoms? I mean, that's what we're asking. Any coughing, fever in the last 72 hours? So that's very, very important. And then, kind of the final two questions do involve the travel.
Sure, absolutely. And Nancy, we'll bring you back in now. As mm-hmm. far as the staff goes, you know, our hats off to any working in the medical healthcare field at this point in time. It's never easy, and certainly you've gone through all the training, but you hope nothing like this ever happens. But you're being precautionary with all the staff as well.
Yes. Active education to the staff in regards to what coronavirus is all about, making sure that our leaders are well prepped so that when staff have questions, they can go to the direct leader and know what they need to do if they do encounter somebody that is suspicious. Our infection control prevention nurse, Jennifer Butler, she's very active in making sure that everybody understands what the virus is about and what we can do to mitigate any risk to keep the patients, our staff, and the community safe.
So with that being said, the visitor guidelines that are now established, Tracy, you've set up a hotline that people can actually call before they come, and we just want to stress, please call this hotline first. That will help with a lot of things.
Yes, it will. That hotline number is 812-254-2764, and we've set that up to be answered 24/7 for community members if they have questions, if they're confused and want additional information. But again, if you have symptoms and you don't need to visit our emergency department, it's a good place to start with questions so they can further direct you of what you need to do. So we're highly encouraging everyone with those symptoms before they visit to please call that number. And again, that number is 812-254-2764.
And we will continue to pass that along. We'll put it on our social media and website pages as well. But again, that's the number you need to know. Great place to start. And you know, Nancy, back to this, it's so hard because is it an upper respiratory infection? You know, people with the common cold now are, you have to kind of go assume that they have the worst at first. You know, you just don't know at this point, do you?
Yeah, you don't know. And the symptoms mimic the flu. It looks like, sounds like, acts like the flu initially. But once, especially in the elderly, once they contract the virus, it can be devastational in regards to the symptoms that they end up with and the length of time. Most people who end up with COVID-19 are probably going to have mild symptoms, and they'll think they have the flu and everything's fine. So,
and I read somewhere some may not even know they have it
exactly.
Initially. It takes a while for it to actually incubate to where you
yes.
see the symptoms. So you may be passing along without even being aware of
yes.
that. So it's definitely the real thing. It's the real deal. And we've just got to be precautious at every possible cost at this point in time. 65 plus, the elderly, we're really
yes.
talking to them, right?
Yes. Yes. They need to stay home. That's just basically my best advice to them is to stay home, practice the social distancing, make sure that you're not doing the complimentary handshake, don't kiss people on the cheeks, just, you know, keep yourself away from anybody and make sure that you do everything you can to wash your hands for 20 seconds with soap and water or use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Clean your house with bleach. Make sure that you're using items that actually kill the virus. If you're somebody who's converted your cleaning regimen to vinegar, vinegar does not kill the virus. So make sure you're using the appropriate cleaning items to make sure you do protect you and your family.
Is this something that can get contained on the surfaces?
Yes. Yes, and it is unknown as far as to how long it will live on surfaces or if somebody coughs, how long it sustains in the air. So there's still a lot out. It's and we're getting updates, you know, pretty much hourly from the CDC and the State Board of Health telling us more information about it. But there still are a lot of unknowns in regards to how it does transmit and how long it lives on surfaces.
And I know many nursing homes, extended care facilities, they have completely shut down their doors
have,
with good reasons.
Yes.
You have
oh,
to
yes.
understand. Family members have to understand this
yes.
is for your loved ones.
Yes. Yes.
It has to, this is something that has to happen right now. Again, we're talking to Nancy Devine, Tracy Conroy from Davies Community Hospital, talking about local efforts with the coronavirus, COVID-19, which has plagued the country. And again, want to stress, new developments coming out hourly almost. So some of the information, this is hot off the press that we're delivering this morning, but it is changing almost hourly. At this point, bars and restaurants in our neighboring states in Illinois and Ohio have completely shut down to visitors. So far, Indiana has not gone to that level. But stay tuned as we find out new information. I know casinos and all of the big venues that are housing 50 or more people, pretty much that event's off, right?
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
And they just kind of picked the number 50 at this point in time, right?
Yes.
So we just don't know. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, I was just going to say, originally they'd said 250, yeah. and then they've decreased it to 50. So that's, you know, I think that's good. That's good that we're practicing measures to mitigate the risk and to keep it from spreading.
I want to go back to what you can do at home to stay clean from the virus. Washing the hands, Tracy, we'll go back to you on this one. We've all washed our hands. Hopefully everybody's washing their hands more than once, time and time again. But at least 20 seconds.
Yes. Yes, you either need to count it out or some people say, you know, say, sing Happy Birthday, the song, two times. use a lot of friction, soap, and then, warm hot water. And again, when you're at home, you have that available. If not, the hand sanitizer, it has been proven to decrease the germs and the viruses. So that's very important. Like Nancy said, making sure you're cleaning the house with bleach products, the bleach wipes, et cetera, is very important. The flat surfaces, the high touch areas, doorknobs, et cetera, doors, your mm-hmm. toilet handles, that's yes. another very, very high touch area that sure. you need to be cleaning. Even at home, the social distancing, don't congregate everybody so closely, kind of spread out, even when it's with your family member, because the sad part of this is you don't know, who could possibly have it and not have any symptoms. And then, yeah. therefore, then they're spreading it to others. So it's very important to listen to the advice of the social distancing.
Absolutely. Nancy, would you like to add more to that?
Yeah, I was just going to say, in regards to social distancing, the rule of thumb is 6 feet. As long as you're 6 foot from somebody, you're probably going to be safe from the spread of coronavirus. It usually spreads, if you cough, it's going to go about 3 foot to 6 foot. So
I've heard some say, we survived the H1N1. That was probably the last one that I remember of some, and it didn't quite, I don't remember getting quite to this caliber. But this too will pass. I keep saying yes. That's my famous phrase. This too will pass. But we just have to heed all the suggestions out there and all of the professionals that are in the field and listen to them when they're talking, because they know what they're talking about. You ladies, before you came in, I know you guys have done extensive education and research preparing for something like this. We never hoped it would happen, but here it is, I guess, right?
Yes.
Yes. We have activated our incident command team at Davies Community Hospital, as other hospitals have, across the United States and in Indiana. We meet daily. We have calls with the state, national level, CDC, et cetera, to seek guidance from them to make sure that we are prepared and following those guidelines.
Is there a case where the hospital may have to shut down completely to all visitors?
Yes, there is. That's always a possibility. Probably if we would get a case that would mm-hmm. Be positive, that would be the next step, would be to not allow visitors. And again, it would be for the safety of the public, the community, our patients, staff. Something that we are discussing and that other institutions have done, and that is to cancel elective surgeries. Right now, we have not taken that step, but it is something that today and tomorrow that we're going to be discussing as we do our planning and preparedness. And that's simply to help save on our personal protective equipment, supplies, gowns, masks, for our staff, to make sure if patients do come in and they are positive, that we have the protection that they need to protect the staff. So that's why some places are canceling the elective surgeries.
And the elective surgeries, what would they be defined as? I know there's probably a lot of them out there, but
there are. It would be those non-life-threatening emergent surgeries. It'd be some of the screening surgeries that are taking place. It would be maybe some total hips and joint procedures that are being done. Possibly ear tubes, tonsillectomies, things like that that don't have to be done right now, that could be delayed for 30 days or more.
Hi, ladies. Dave Foster, news director, and we just received some information from the governor's office that's talking about the things we're actually talking about at this point, and some additional directives from Governor Holcomb. Indiana is going to adhere to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for large events and mass gatherings, and no more than 50 people in gatherings in Indiana now. Also, the directives say bars, nightclubs, and restaurants are required to close to in-person patrons and may provide takeout or delivery services through the end of March. And as we were just talking about, hospitals and ambulatory surgical centers should cancel or postpone elective or non-urgent surgical procedures immediately. So all that just came down within the last 5 minutes. And the governor is going to do an update from the State House at 2:30 this afternoon. But again, some additional directives from Governor Holcomb's office, which is pretty much in line with what the states around us are doing.
Thank you, Dave. So there you have it. We're just as we speak, we're getting the new information, as we said. So bars and restaurants now takeout only, and hospitals not the elective surgeries. So I assume you guys have been talking about that already.
We have been talking about it, and now as soon as we get back to the hospital, that was first on our list to discuss that. So we will be discussing our plan for that.
Well, as we wind things down here this morning, a lot of information passed along today, and can't thank you guys enough for coming in. I know, needless to say, it's been a busy few days for you, as you guys are staying as proactive as you can with the new information that is given to you and passed down to the hospitals. But we have Nancy Devine with us and Tracy Conroy from Davies Community Hospital. Let's go back to that hotline number. If you feel that you have symptoms, we urge you to call this hotline first before visiting, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And what is that number again?
That number is 812-254-2764.
All right. And Nancy, 65 and older, please stay home. And now it sounds like pretty much everyone, because where are you going to go at this point in time? Stay home if you can. And then I want to go over one more time the cleaning procedures at the home to keep your family safe, because we know students are at home now, too. Talk about one more time the washing the hands and what kind of products to use in the home.
Wash your hands for a minimum of 20 seconds with soap and water. Alcohol-based hand sanitizers are also effective against the virus. Clean your home with bleach. Do not use the vinegar-based products. And again, the social distancing, making sure that you stay, 6 foot apart if at all possible, and don't touch anybody unnecessarily.
Any other information that you have? I know you brought a lot with you. Anything else that we need to pass along this morning?
I know this may be silly, but just the proper etiquette for coughing and sneezing.
Yes.
And most people, recommend coughing in the corner of your elbow, in that crevice of your elbow when you do cough and sneeze, or obviously a tissue, but sometimes you're not around a tissue, so you to make sure you cover, and not with your hand, because then that spreads it to your face. The other thing, try to avoid touching your face, with your hands, and other people's as well, especially babies. I think it's just a reaction when you see a small baby that the first thing you want to do is touch their cheek or touch them on their head. Avoid that kind of contact. That's very, very important during this time.
And remember, technology could be our friend during this time. So say you have a family member who's in the hospital or somebody who's delivering a baby, FaceTime.
Yes.
FaceTime them. Don't come visit. Actually support them with your electronic devices and be there in that manner versus risking the spread of any kind of disease or virus to anybody. Stay out of the hospital if you can.
Very good. Well, again, ladies, cannot stress enough how much we appreciate you coming in this morning to share this information with our listeners. And please take heed and do what they are saying, because it is so important that we get this thing under control before it gets completely out of control. And if they want more information, again, if you feel like you're having the symptoms, I want to get that phone number out there one more time for the hotline at the hospital. What is it?
That number is 812-254-2764.
And we stress one more time, no local cases of it right now.
That's none correct. Whatsoever.
None whatsoever. We're just being proactive. And again, if you think you have the symptoms, call that hotline number. And stay tuned here as this is developing, ongoing. As new information comes in, we will pass it along to you. Again, Nancy Devine and Tracy Conroy, Davies Community Hospital, thank you so much for sharing the time with us. We appreciate it on this Monday. And we're all in this together, and we will get through it.
Yes, that's correct. That's what we say.
All right. Have a safe and happy day.
You too.
Thank you.